Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Adventures in My Youth, A German Soldier on the Eastern Front, 1941-45, by Armin Scheidebauer. Translated by C. F. Colton, M.A. Narrated by James Gillis. Prologue. Armin Scheidebauer was born on 13th January 1924 in Gröbming, Eastern Styria, the eldest son of a Protestant minister. Armin's parents were Austrian, and in later life Armin himself retained a sense of Styrian identity. However, in 1930, his parents moved to Thuringia in order to gain some experience of church life in the homeland, and it was here in Germany that he spent the greater part of his childhood. Armin's early years were happy ones, spent in a series of small rural communities. He recalls his days in village schools and friendships with local children with considerable affection. The family was a close and happy one, and frequent visits from relatives and neighbouring ministers created a busy and lively atmosphere in the vicarage. Every aspect of daily life in the vicarage was moulded by religion. Prayers were said in the morning, evening, and at mealtimes, and from an early age Armin was actively involved in the church itself, not only attending services, but acting as a bell ringer and as an organ pumper on Sundays. Within the family, church holidays such as Reformation Day were important staging posts of the year. Armin's confirmation and the course of preparatory lessons which preceded it marked an important rite of passage in the boy's early life. In later life, he looked back on the vicarage and its values, the emphasis on duty, positive action, and putting Christian virtues into practice in daily life as being a lasting influence on his ideas and outlook. Religion was not, however, the only important influence on Armin's social and psychological development. From an early age, he took a particular interest in history, and his ideas about Germany and its place in the world were formed in his early childhood. The events of the Great War and the injustice of its outcome was something of which Armin was aware from his earliest years at school. In particular, he knew about and was proud of the medals which his own father had gained for service in that conflict. Two events at school played a particular part in developing Armin's sympathy with nationalistic sentiments. The first was a visit from a participant in the sea battle outside Skagerrak, who had survived the famous sinking of the cruiser Frauenlob. This inspired in the young Armin an ambition to join the navy, perhaps as a U-boat officer. The second was the performance of the plays Wallenstein and Egmont by Goethe, which awoke in Armin a strong admiration for military valour and an interest in the heroic ideal. These impressions were strengthened by other nationalistic influences in the environment. A series of images from German history on cigarette cards made a particular impression on his imagination, as did the books detailing subjects such as the history of Germany's lost colonies, which he received as school prizes. Even as a boy, Armin had developed the conviction a career in the armed forces would be the most honourable path that he could aspire to. In the later years, in Thuringia, political developments, as well as the general nationalistic tone of the period, began to have an impact on Armin's family. In 1931, Armin's parents joined the NSDAP. As Protestants, they were attracted to the Nazi appeal to positive Christianity. This appeal to their perception that the Augsburg Confession was inextricably linked to the idea of German national identity. Armin's uncle, who was also his godfather, was even more politically engaged. He fled to the Reich following the failure of the July Putsch of 1934 and was a member of the Austrian Legion. Armin himself was a member of the Hitler Youth, serving as a banner-bearer and later as treasurer. From 1934, however, the family found itself swimming increasingly against the political tide. As Nazi control of the church grew and as their intrusion into doctrinal questions increased, their insistence, for example, that the Old Testament was a tainted Jewish text which should not be taught in church, Armin's father felt compelled to join the Bekennende Kirche movement, which opposed the Nazi-inspired Deutsche Christen's influence within the church. Although never expelled from the party, Armin